This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As the Russians attempt to storm the steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, little is known of the fate of the thousands of soldiers and civilians holed up inside. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
Provisions we... In a video filmed just 2 days earlier, a Ukrainian soldier can be seen navigating the winding tunnels in the underground steel plant, excited to be bringing sweets to the hungry children below. As they enter a dark and dingy basement, a group of children run towards him. One child explains how they want to go back to normal life. We can play with phones, but we want to go home, want to see the sun. Many have been stuck in this basement for over a month and a half. All the provisions we have brought here into the shelter are running out. We could be in a situation where we can't feed our children. Another woman pleads to be freed from their underground misery. Take us away from here. We want to see peaceful skies. We want to breathe in fresh air. I'm Karen Chamas.
Heavy artillery strikes rattled Donetsk ahead of the Orthodox Christian Holy Week, despite the UN chief's call for a four-day truce. And Orthodox Easter celebrations were held in St. George's Cathedral in Istanbul Saturday. Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I led a liturgy in the cathedral. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's latest endorsements of two high-profile celebrity Republican candidates bring cash windfalls, but also backlash. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Some Republicans believe Donald Trump has betrayed his core supporters by backing hillbilly elegy author J.D. Vance in Ohio and TV's Dr. Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania, who are both running for Senate seats. Both candidates have been criticized for being insufficiently committed to the former president and his America First agenda. Blowback has included calls by a major conservative group aligned with a Vance rival to boycott Trump's Saturday night rally. It's unclear whether Trump's support will pull Vance and Oz across the finish line in races that will serve as key early tests of the former president's clout in this year's midterm elections. I'm Julie Walker.
Cuba and the United States have taken a tentative step toward thawing relations and resuming joint efforts to address irregular migration. Cuba's Deputy Foreign Minister Carlos Fernandez de Castro says there were no major breakthroughs, but the mere fact the U.S. was holding talks was a sign relations might be looking better under President Biden. It's the highest level talks between the countries in 4 years. One child has died and more than 40 people have been rescued following the sinking of a boat off the coast of Lebanon's northern port city of Tripoli Saturday, the transport minister told Reuters. The Lebanese Red Cross said in a tweet there were about 60 people on board. The transport minister said both Lebanese and Syrians were on the boat. The Biden administration wants Americans and their doctors to know there's now plenty of the life-saving COVID-19 pill Paxlovid to go around. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Biden administration is advising doctors Pfizer's COVID-19 antiviral treatment is in ample supply and no longer needs to be rationed. Paxlovid has shown it can save lives and prevent serious disease if prescribed in a timely fashion. That's within 5 days of symptoms appearing. The pill was first approved in December, and the supply was initially very limited. But as COVID-19 cases across the country have fallen and manufacturing picked up, it's now far more abundant. The U.S. has ordered enough pills to treat 20 million people. That's estimated to last for several more months. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And recapping our top story, as the Russians attempt to storm the steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, little is known of the fate of the thousands of soldiers and civilians held up inside. Meanwhile, heavy artillery strikes rattled Donetsk ahead of the Orthodox Christian Holy Week, despite the UN chief's call for a four-day truce. And President Vladimir Putin on Sunday attended an Easter Mass. By